Hola, mommies and poppies. My name is Jaylana Stevette, and I want to thank you for tuning in again to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's time for me to tuck you in again at night with a sweet, sexy story that's guaranteed to make your temperature rise. You know how I do, with a little soft melody in the background and a sweet, sexy story. Yeah. Sounds so sweet, doesn't it? Absolutely. So tonight's episode is called The Erotic Massage. Candace and the Bishop. Oh yes, Candace is a back, y'all. So Candace is in sunny Las Vegas, and she's having a face-to-face with her man, the Bishop. So I hope you guys enjoy this story. I think that you will, because it's nice and hot. But before we dive into the story, let's do what we always do. Let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok at JaylanaStevette. And on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and Jaylana Stevette. I also have a YouTube channel called Everything Erotica. So go ahead and like and subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. I've got some things that I plan on putting out there that are nice and steamy for my audience as well. So, and if you love the content, if you absolutely love the content and you think that it is fire, please share it with your friends, with your family. I need everybody tuning in to these naughty tales and sex in a single girl. In addition to that, I'm asking my listeners to hit me up and leave me a message. Leave me a message on whatever stream that you're listening to, or hit me up on my social media platform and leave me a message and let me know what you think of the content. Let me know what stories you're listening to. If you're listening to the Sex in a Single Girl series, let me know. But anywho, now my latest projects. So let me give you just a little bit here, a tidbit. So the second book is done. And I just sent it to my publisher. So it's in the hands of my publisher. And I anticipate that that book will be out about July 2023. Now, my second release, which will be my second novel, the sequel to Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Now that will, it's actually the first round of editing. Is almost complete, so it's get ready to be back in my hands by the end of this week. And I am anticipating a book release of about around late March, early April, but I will let you know and I will keep you tuned into that. But anywho, those have been your church announcements. So now we want to get right into the story, okay? So after a segment from our sponsors, the erotic massage, Candace and the Bishop on Naughty Tales. I touched down in sunny Las Vegas. I pulled my Gucci shades out of my bag and let my hair flow in the wind. I smiled and pulled out my phone to order a lift when I looked up and saw my name. A handsome white fellow escorted me to the back of the BMW and took me straight to my hotel room. I FaceTimed the bishop. "Well, hello, beautiful."
"Hello, Omar."
"Did my baby enjoy her first-class accommodations?"
"From the flight all the way to the hotel, babe. Thank you. How was your speaking engagement?"
"It went well. Thank you for asking. Anything for my baby. So me and the fellows are about to get this workout in. And you know, tonight we have the fight and all these after parties. You know, I'm gonna need to relax first, right?"
He smiled, and I knew exactly what he needed. I said, "That's perfectly fine, babe. I'll freshen up and get myself ready for you."
"Okay, baby, but I got a surprise for you. I bought something sexy I want you to wear for me. I love how you look in black, but we're in Vegas. I want to see you in red."
I smiled, and there was a knock at the door. I said, "See you later," to my lover, and let the doorman in with my neatly wrapped basket. There were sexy bows and ribbons that streamed down from the basket, and I opened to take a look at the contents. There was a beautiful candle with the acronym WAP, Wet Ass Pussy. I smelled the aroma. It was a mixture of honey and apricot mango. I smelled it again and took in the aroma. The bishop did good so far. I picked up the red teddy and looked at the label. "The Goddess Collection by Jaylana Stivette." It was interesting and exquisite, I thought to myself. Omar definitely had good taste. I then picked up the next item and giggled. It was a small lipstick-shaped vibrator with a complimentary remote control, also from the Goddess Collection. Oh, my bishop wanted to be a freak. Okay. We were going to play a dirty game. The remaining items in the basket were novelty condoms that the bishop and I would never use, a package of edible gummies, jello shots, and fruit roll-ups, sour apple flavor for my erotic massage. I knew that this weekend was going to be epic, and I prepared myself for my man and to get pampered for the rest of the weekend. I slipped into my red teddy and waited on my lover. I slipped my sexy feathered robe over my teddy and headed back to my goddess basket. I took two of the gummies and chased it with a jello shot. I wanted to be mellow and ready for Omar. I checked my bank account. It was looking fabulous as usual. I smiled and waited for the effects of the novelties to kick in. Soon my lover would be here, and he would experience the massage of his lifetime. I looked forward to these moments with the bishop. He was a man that had a lot of spiritual authority and was very well connected. He was powerful, confident, and a little freaky too. Again, don't judge the situation because you truly don't know. Our relationship started out as one of me being a confidant and a confidant to all of his secrets. Things were strictly platonic. As a matter of fact, when some of the biggest scandals of the ministry hit the news outlets, I was privy to them before they did. Again, I was his paid confidant, the guardian of all the things that no one was supposed to know. And from there, we took a liking to one another. The truth is, the bishop always reminded me that he was still a man. And we all know that men, whether gay, straight, or married, men will do what men will do. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My erotic events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. My lover entered the suite. I walked over to the island and poured him a glass of cognac. I knew how to treat my man special. The bishop looked me up and down in admiration. I asked, "So how was your workout with the boys? I'm sure you had a lot of pressure you wanted to work off." "The workout with my guys was just that. Enough with the small talk, woman. You see the way I'm looking at you? Did you like the novelty box I gave you?" "It was cute." "See, the thing about you is that if it isn't a label that you're familiar with, you tend to get a little bougie. Remember the name, The Goddess Collection. Within 1 year, you'll be adding that to your wish list." "Now, Omar, I didn't say I wasn't appreciative, but it's just not a label, right? Let's settle this once and for all. The lingerie piece and the robe are sexy and stylish, and it's quality material, I can tell. And it feels good on my body too, baby." I begin to rub the material of the robe. I looked at the bishop as my neatly manicured nails traveled up and down my robe. I placed my fingers on the material and untied my robe to let him see all of my assets underneath the robe. Bishop smiled and said, "See, that's what I'm talking about right there. You look amazing. Come here." I came to my man and let him take in all of my aroma. "Damn, baby, you smell so good. You miss me? Tell me you miss me." "And you know I did. Damn, it's been so long since we had a face-to-face. Before COVID, right? When the world locked down, we had to lock it down as well." I giggled and kissed my man on the cheeks first, then on the forehead, then passionately on the mouth. The truth is, I really missed him. We came up for air, and the look in his eyes told me that the bishop missed me too. Although we hadn't seen each other in over 2 years, tearing each other apart like primitive animals was not on either of our agendas. At least not yet. The bishop had me for the weekend, and he wanted to take his time with me. I love it when he took his time with me. Just the thought of the past with this man gave me chills that went from one part of my body to the next. I needed to contain myself. After all, I was here to serve the bishop. This man had been through hell over the last couple of years, and he needed his stress relief. He needed me. The bishop said, I showered after my workout, so that's taken care of. Well, that's too bad. I would have loved to lather your body, Omar. He smiles and says, maybe later. I giggle and sit down for a few minutes to get comfortable, and we get comfortable in one another. That few minutes turns into about 30, and I need to get my man ready for the weekend. Plus, the effects of the novelties have begun to kick in, and I'm feeling myself. I look over and say, so babe, I know we got the fight this evening. You're preaching tomorrow morning, and then we say goodbye. I want to make the most of every single moment that we have together. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And I'm about to make you come a long time. We both laugh, and the bishop pulls me on his lap for a kiss. As we embrace, I remind him that he needs his stress relief. He agrees, and the bishop gets undressed. I untie my robe again and let it drop to the floor. My red teddy shows my bare breasts, an invisible thong being my decoration. I step out of the teddy and then reveal just my bare breasts and my invisible thong. The bishop looked up at me and smiled. Your body looks so good. I should be rubbing it down. Damn. Now you know we tried that, right? How long was that massage? 3 minutes? 10, damn it. Same thing, Bishop. You hit me with 3 shoulder rubs on each side. Next thing I know, my booty was being lifted in the air. Well, your booty shouldn't look so good. The bishop licked his lips, and I looked down at his manhood as he admired my body. My friend began to rise, and he looked amazing. My kitty began to call to his manhood. I throbbed down below because as much as he needed me, my body needed him. I instructed the bishop to lay down on his stomach. I turned on our playlist and grabbed the hot massage oil. I poured a little in my hand and straddled the bishop. I apply light massages to the bishop's shoulders. He moaned. I asked, am I hitting your spots up there? I can definitely feel the tension. Yes, baby. This feels nice. So, when is the last time you had a massage, baby? Way too long. You know I'm private. And my life. And my wife. And ministry. Well, back to my wife. Well, you know, these days she wishes that she could give me a massage. I thought about what he said. Move my hands from his shoulders to his back, and I allow a little oil from the bottle to drip onto his back. I apply deep strokes to his back as he talks about how good I make his body feel. I allow my hands to massage his back, his shoulders, and his waist. I move my hands lower to that firm ass of his and massage lightly. My hands move from his ass to his thighs, and I take my time releasing the tension out of the backside of his body. I massage his feet from the back, oil them, and rub them like he was a king. The bishop moaned his pleasure at my touch. He smiled and said, "Baby, I'm so glad you can make this work. I so needed this." I could tell. Your shoulders were so tight. Now turn over and let me give your front side some attention. The bishop rolled over. I straddled him and could feel his manhood pulsating on my lower parts. I moved my hips through my invisible thong. I grabbed the oil, let it drip on his chest as my hips moved in tandem. As I massaged his chest, the bishop matched my movements. My kitty flickered as our lower parts called out to one another, touching without penetration. The bishop began to stiffen, and I massaged my wetness through my hips. My vagina opened her entry as our bodies massaged each other. The bishop grabbed my twins as I massaged his chest. He stroked my nipples with his fingers. I moaned audibly and grabbed my hips in tandem. I leaned in closer, and he placed my twins in his mouth. The bishop's tongue did a dance on my areolas. I grinded my hips in pleasure as he gave my girls attention. The bishop's manhood pulsated beneath me, and my clitoris began to flicker again. I grinded my body against my lover. My wetness dripped from the inside out. The bishop released my twins, and we looked at one another as our hips moved in tandem. His hands explored my body. I said, "Baby, you feel so good against me. It's been so long since I felt you inside me." I continued to move my hips slowly while my wetness seeped against him. His rock-hard shaft pulsated as he moved his stiffness in a cadence with my wetness. He moaned as the tip of his cock rubbed against my clit. I moved my hips in circular motions as I imagined him inside me. I wanted this man, and my body let him know that my love cave was ready for his entry. Our bodies rubbed in sync with one another. The bishop grabbed my invisible thong and snapped the elastic. He grabbed my thong in his hand and threw it on the floor. I looked at him and smiled, raised my body, and leaned into the bishop for a kiss. As our tongues did the dance, my body got hotter. The bishop grabbed his shaft, rubbed the tip of his shaft against my clit. I moaned as our tongues continued to dance. I rocked my hips as he rubbed his tip against my clit. My kitty throbbed as he played in my wetness. I released his mouth from mine and moaned audibly. I massage my twins as his dick massaged my clit. The bishop moved his shaft in lightning speed against my clitoris. As he rubbed his tip against my shaft, her opening awaited his manhood. I rocked slowly down on the bishop's shaft. This time, it was the bishop who moaned. I moved my hips slowly. His dick felt so good inside me. I looked up at the bishop as our hips moved slowly together. The bishop massaged my areolas and I moaned. My kitty pulsated at the intense pleasure I was getting on my nipples along with his manhood. My wetness increased and the bishop said, "Damn, baby, your pussy is wet as fuck." "Oh, yes, baby. It's all this dick of yours. I need you to come at least 3 times. Can you do that for me, baby?" "Oh, yes, Bishop. Fuck me, baby." The bishop increased his cadence as he continued to give my areolas attention. I matched his speed as my clit spit out her first set of juices. "Good girl. Now come for me again, baby." The bishop placed my nipples in his mouth and licked. I bounced up and down on his shaft as he licked and sucked. I grinded my hips deep inside him. I wanted all of him until he hit my spot. The bishop licked. I bounced and I grinded. He took his time rotating between my twins as he licked and sucked. My kitty stroked his rock-hard shaft, and I came again as the electrical energy in my body became intense. "Now that's what I'm talking about, baby." The bishop grabbed me by the waist. He took control of my hips as he grinded his shaft inside me. I moaned loudly. "Ugh." He grabbed my ass cheeks and spread them apart as my hips continued to bounce up and down. The bishop grinded his hips inside me. I matched his movements. I bounced up and down as the bishop fingered my anus. He circled that wetness and slowly slipped his finger into my opening. I moaned as his finger went in and out of me. He stroked my anus as his dick massaged my love cave. My boo-boo kitty thrived as I moaned and her waterfalls gushed from her front and her backside. The bishop released his finger and grabbed a hold of my hips again. He dug deep inside my walls and picked up the cadence. I rocked my body to match him. As he dug deep inside my walls, I rocked deeper, feeling all the intensity of his shaft. The bishop's manhood began to pulsate as my love cave gripped his shaft. "Fuck, girl. Damn, you putting this pussy on me. This some good pussy, baby. I'm about to come." The bishop and I moved our hips in tandem. I rocked as he stroked, and he stroked, and I rocked. I gripped as he stroked, and I gripped some more. The bishop had his manhood that sent electrical sensations through my body, and then the bishop released himself inside me. I rolled over and laid on the bishop's chest. He told me how much he truly missed me, and I believed him. I missed him too. Now that the world was getting back to life, to post-COVID life, the bishop and I could begin planning what our life would look like together. Not his words. His words, not mine. When can we start the box seats? The box seats. We can start this new life together with the box seats I have for us at the fight. You're not concerned with who will see us together? Not at all. Our seats require an NDA. We're here in Vegas, and you already know how the rest goes. I spent the rest of the afternoon in my lover's arms. We took a light nap, ordered room service, and then prepared for our night ahead at the fight. Since I was in a gambling mood, I placed my bet. I bet on myself, of course, because with as Candace and my relationship with the bishop, I always win. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how I end every single podcast with a huge thank you to all of my listeners across the globe. Yes. And I have to keep revising this, but that's not a bad thing. Y'all, let me tell y'all a true story. So I was trying to just pull an old recording for my thank yous and realized that there has been another country that has joined the party. Kuwait has joined the party, y'all. So I had to do this all over again. So thank you, 22. I now have 22 countries listening to this amazing podcast, listening to Naughty Tales and Sex in a Single Girl. So I want to give a shout out to all of those 22. I want to give a shout out to my listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, in Canada, the United Kingdom, in China, New Zealand, Kuwait, South Africa, South Korea, Germany, Taiwan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Israel, Norway, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, Pakistan, Russia, and Belgium. Again, audience, thank you so much for tuning in. I just want you to know that Jaylana Stevette is most grateful. And Jaylana Stevette is happy to be giving you these sweet, sexy stories. And your listenership is appreciated. It is loved. And it does not go unnoticed by me. So keep listening. Keep loving these stories. And keep telling your friends. Follow me on social media. On all of my social media handles. Baby, listen. I am about to be, if I'm not already, worldwide.